Hey family, this is another episode of the Blemish Beauty Podcast, and I am your host, Shira Renee. If this is your first time listening in, I want to thank you for tuning in, and I pray that you hear something worth holding on to. For those of you who are joining me again, welcome back. The goal of this podcast is to erase the norm and embrace the truth. We all hide behind some kind of mask. So in this space, I want you to feel free to own your scars and see the beauty within. I am a Christian influencer, a mom, an entrepreneur, a content creator, and Jesus Christ is my source in all things. And I believe that with Him, anything is possible. So with that being said, let's jump into today's episode. The last time we spoke, we talked about trusting God for better. Now, when we make that decision, you have to understand that trusting God for this requires patience and sacrifice. Ecclesiastes 3:1 reads, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven." You have to be willing to trust the process and endure this to the end, because things can move fast or slow for our timeline. But for God, the timing is just right. I want to tell you this quick story, and I pray that it encourages you like it encouraged me. Now, most of you know about the accident I had in October. Shout out to my season one vets that have been rocking with me since day one. For those of you who are new to my channel, page, and or streaming platform, allow me to bring you up to speed. Now, in October of 2023, I got into a car accident 2 days before my son's 4th birthday. I am not in any way a public transportation girl at all. I love being able to not only drive, but to have massive bags with me, because I am that mom who has everything just in case something happens. So losing the car not only gave me a new appreciation for people and the little things in life, but it taught me the lesson of letting go of unnecessary baggage. So I did an episode about that in season one, and I'll remix that one for you guys later and bring it back so you can listen in for Throwback Thursday. So now that you guys are all caught up, let me jump back into the story. I was dropping little man off to school, and after that, I went to wait on my bus to go home. Now, there were two options that I could take. The first option required a little more work, but it was reliable. And the second option was the lazy option. And to be honest, I told y'all I don't like to take the bus. So I was really praying for the latter bus because it was more convenient. However, as I was ready to get back home, I just wanted to enjoy my day off, and I decided to just take whichever bus came first. Now, the bus that arrived was the most convenient, and it was convenient because I didn't have to do a lot of walking, and all I had to do was get on the bus, get off the bus, cross the street, and wait for bus number two. Get off bus number two and walk across the street, and I was home. So when I saw that bus, I was excited, and I got on and attempted to enjoy this easy commute, or so I thought it would be. As I got on the bus and I started to look up and look around, I realized that it was crowded. So this easy commute that I thought, even though it was convenient, it was going to cause me to be uncomfortable because I would have to stand the whole time. So what did I end up doing? I got off. Now, thank God for a bus card because I was able to get off at the next stop. And as soon as I got off, I saw the other bus that I was going to wait for. So I reached out for it, but the bus passed me by. I didn't think anything of it because I saw another bus right behind it. And that bus slowed down enough for the driver to signal me to go up the street to the next bus stop. So it was at that moment that I realized that I was at the wrong bus stop or the right bus to pick me up. So in order for me to catch the right bus, I had to run down the street before this bus passed me by too. As I was running to the bus stop, the bus driver passed me by, but when he passed me by, he slowed down and then stopped so I was able to get on. He waited for me to arrive, and when I got on the bus, I was inconvenienced because I had to run, but I was able to sit down because there was plenty of empty seats. So I was able to sit down and enjoy the ride. 1 Peter 5:10 reads, "In his kindness, God called you to share in his eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So after you have suffered a while, he will restore, support, and strengthen you, and he will place you on a firm foundation." The word firm means having a solid, almost unyielding surface or structure. So that means when you take a leap of faith to trust God and his process, regardless of the suffering or the inconvenience it would or could cause you, there is a guarantee that when the wait is over, there will be something solid or stable waiting for you. If I would have stayed where I was and waited, just endured a few more minutes, I would have avoided the crowd and having to run to catch the bus. I would have been able to get on the bus, sit down, and enjoy the ride from the beginning without all the unnecessary shenanigans I endured moments prior. The great thing, though, that I love about God is that even in our disobedience, no matter how far we go, he will always be there to pick us up the minute we are ready to wait on him. Just how that bus driver waited on me to get to the bus stop, God is waiting for you too. Be careful of the things that come your way because convenience can sometimes take you out of place or alignment. Having patience and waiting because it will work out for you in the end. If I were to give you a beauty mark for the week, it would be this. What's for you will never pass you by. It may take a little extra work to get there, but why settle when you can endure the wait for a few more minutes and avoid paying for the wasted time? I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Blemish Beauty Podcast, and I need you to remember, you are graced and gifted for a time such as this. You are not here by accident. You have purpose in this world, and you have been created to do great and amazing things. Make sure you connect with me on Instagram and on Facebook at the Blemished Beauty Podcast, and follow me on TikTok at CherylRenee510. Until next time, spread love, show grace, and shine.